afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name is Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy.
I'm Matt Belknap. And this is going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
We're going to do all songs from cartoons today.
No, we're not.
Did we decide if that was Vanellope or the mayor of Townville? It was like, it's kind of in between.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's always everything Pat does in that voice.
Oh, come on now. This is Chocolate Tina. I'm Vanellope's evil sister.
That's a little bit of Edith Bunker there, mixed with a cartoon character.
Still haven't seen that all the way through. I fell asleep at the theater, fell asleep at home, keep falling asleep. It looks like it's good.
I requested a copy for review for Pop Culture Beast, and then they go, "Oh, I'm sorry, Garen already requested a copy of that, so we can't send two copies to the same website." And then I said, "This is my new trick that I do." I go, "Oh, well, if you want to send me the 3D version, I have a 3D Blu-ray player, so I can review it as a 3D release." And they jumped all over that. Now, that's not a lie. I do have a 3D Blu-ray player.
You just don't have a 3D television.
I don't have a 3D television. So what I do is when I write the review, then I just say, "The 3D is eye-popping. Your kids will be reaching out to the TV. You'll feel like you were right in the video game with blah, blah, blah."
I said it before and I'll say it again. It's quite a scam you're running over there.
Totally.
I am not running a scam. It's your intern, Garen, who is running that scam.
That's the racket.
That's amazing.
My hat's off, sir. I tried to pull that in college because I was like right after I stopped working in college radio and like, you know, all the promos dried up. Yep. I sent out letters to record companies saying that I was from K-Joel Radio to try to cajole them out of work. It's a new station. Please send me some promos. Not one word.
Set up a website. Get an email address that has that website in it. You know, pat@popculturebeast.com. I've gotten thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff. It's unbelievable. If you just get 4 Blu-rays, that's $100.
Maybe you shouldn't be talking about this on the air.
Or you should be doing a late night infomercial about how to like succeed. Sell people your plan for, you know, however X many dollars.
Well, look, the real deal is that we actually do review the stuff.
That's true.
And that's the thing.
And I don't give good reviews just because it's something. I will be reviewing the new Bon Jovi album quite negatively in the next week or so. So
exclusive.
What?
I know.
Rock Solid exclusive.
That is shocking.
So hey Gary, let's kick off the show. You got something for us today?
Shall we play a game?
Yes.
my war games thing. As promised last week, it's kind of a game based on soundtracks. May bear a passing resemblance to the Doug Loves movie Leonard Maltin game.
But that's good because you just ripped him off with that "Shall We Play a Game" thing, too.
Really? I don't listen to that show.
No one does. Not true. Everyone does.
Everyone does. God bless you. I'm going to tell you some songs off a soundtrack. You tell me the soundtrack.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Are we gonna bid?
There will not be the bid and note round.
Okay.
That is where, that is an improvement, I would say.
So you're just going to name a song.
I'll name one, I'll name another, and I'll name another.
So you've ordered them from obscure to maybe not obscure?
Okay. Yes.
And all three of these songs will be from the same soundtrack?
Yes. And these will be ones that human beings can get. These aren't going to be like total brain teasers, but
here we go.
But they'll get harder as
And you're not going to give us a year or anything?
I'll give you a year, I'll give you a genre.
Oh, wow.
And I'll award you more points for the fewer things.
So example, if I was doing this and the answer was...
Please don't give an example in case it's on the thing.
Are we buzzing in with our name?
We'll just start with Matt and we'll go back.
Okay. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. 1977 drama, Matt.
Oh, God.
Fifth of Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
Boogie Shoes.
Oh, hold on. Boogie Shoes, 77. Oh, man.
It's a drama.
Saturday Night Fever?
Is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Disco Inferno, Staying Alive was the next one there.
Okay, that's pretty good.
5 points for that.
Boogie Shoes, that's Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Exactly.
It's a great song.
Yeah, that's a good song. Pat, 1982, teen comedy. The Razors, Raised on the Radio.
Oh, stop.
Yep.
Because that's the Ravens.
The Ravens, I'm sorry.
And
bad
that
handwriting.
Is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Correct, for 10
I
points.
I love that song.
So Much in Love and Somebody's Baby. We had
Oh, So Much in Love is Timothy B. Schmidt.
Exactly. That asshole from the Eagles.
I know. The one nice guy from the Eagles.
Here, Glenn Frey, tell it. All right. Matt's going to nail this one here. 1984 musical.
A musical from 1984.
Computer Blue.
Wait. Computer Blue. Wait, what's the artist?
I can't tell you that.
Well, you just said because it's part of the thing.
Yeah.
A musical in 84.
Oh, I know this one.
Shoot, give me one more.
The Beautiful Ones.
Do I get to guess if he doesn't?
Yes,
why not?
He threw me by saying Matt's going to nail this. And now I'm like, what? A musical. I can't think of a musical in 84.
How about Take Me With You?
Take Me With You.
It's not Y-O-U, it's the letter U.
Yeah, I got it.
What if I was to say,
wow,
Let's Go Crazy?
Oh, Purple Rain.
Exactly. Okay, wow. Let me get 1 point for that for the fourth time. Okay. All right, here we go. Getting a little harder for Pat here.
Okay.
1995 comedy.
Hold it. I know it.
Oh, man. Wow. All the Young Dudes, as performed by World Party.
94, and what's the genre?
95 comedy.
95 comedy.
Comedy.
I think we get on this. Kids in America, as performed by the Muffs.
Oh, this is Clueless.
Yes, Clueless.
Excellent.
5 points. And Coolio, Rolling with the Homies, was my final one.
Rolling with the Homies.
is he still doing music, Coolio?
No, I think he's just complaining.
All right.
It's his professional
complainer
occupation.
All right, Matt. 2003 action movie. Bleed for Me by Saliva. Superhero action movie, I'll call it. Give a little more. My chance.
Bleed for Me by Saliva. 2003.
Wow. Learn the Hard Way by Nickelback.
Oh, Matt, you should nail this too.
I'm useless after like 97. Okay. I don't know years of things at all.
Give you a hint. You have this person's face on your tattooed on your body.
No. It isn't that one.
Oh,
it's,
is it?
It's a different one.
Oh, yeah, because Nickelback does have a song on Spider-Man. Yeah.
This will bring it home for you. Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
I hope you get it because I'm out of songs. But, you know, it just has all those guys on it. Fuel and Filter and...
It's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Hulk?
Features a Best Director winner.
It's the Hulk.
It's not the Hulk.
It's not?
Best Director winner starring in it. Met his wife on this picture.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Underworld.
No, it's Daredevil.
Oh, okay, yes.
Bring me back to life. Remember that song?
Yeah, I do. That's so random that was in Daredevil.
Sorry.
I didn't even know there was a soundtrack for
Daredevil. It was a huge soundtrack. All right.
Bigger than the movie.
All right. Okay, Pat. 1979 musical comedy.
Okay.
School's Out.
Oh, I think I know it. This is Rock and Roll High School?
It is Rock and Roll High School.
All right.
Smoking in the Boys'
Room.
That's
also in Dazed and Confused.
Blitzkrieg Bop. So
not in 79.
No, I'm just saying. It's interesting.
All right.
Cheap Trick, the first band to be considered for that movie.
Is that a fact?
Yes. Before the Ramones.
I knew they considered Todd, too. But yeah, boy, that would have been a good Cheap Trick movie, too. Let's make it now. Let's make it like Rock and Roll Adult Education.
That's right.
Rock and Roll Night School. Didn't they do that on the... No, they did it. They did some other thing on Saturday Night. All right, 2012 musical concert film, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me get it with zero.
Okay.
Les Mis.
Oh, is incorrect.
Damn.
Musical, I said concert film.
Oh,
musical.
Oh, okay, never. Okay,
but
so
but I won't count
let's
that.
Go again.
Hummingbird Heartbeat.
Wow.
Hummingbird Heartbeat.
The One That Got Away.
The One That Got Away. Who had a concert film in 2012?
Firework?
Oh, Katy Perry. Yeah, that's... what's that movie called?
Katy Perry's Titties?
It was called Katy Perry's Titties.
3D Boobs, right?
3D Boobs was the name of that movie.
I forget what
it was called. Part of Me.
She's pretty, right?
Yeah. She's okay, I guess. You know.
Yeah, she's a little... Like, if you strip it all down, I think she's kind of funny looking, but she's...
Went with the makeup and stuff.
If you part her out. Like, I bet she's going to be like Shelley Winters. Like, she's going to be like... like, we're going to see her on talk shows in 30 years. And like, remember that?
Like Shelley Winters.
Yeah. But she seems like she has a sense of humor.
That's a compliment, right?
Yeah. Oh, she's wonderful, Shelley Winters. I love her.
I'm talking about Katy Perry.
Carrie Petty.
I love Carrie Patty.
Yeah.
Carrie Patty.
Carrie Patty is amazing.
Okay. How many more of these do we have?
This is the last one.
You're always deceptive. You're always like, I only got one more of these, and then we go five
one.
More.
This is the last one. We can stop anytime.
No, this is me. This is me.
I want to keep going until I can get back in it, because I'm getting my ass kicked.
I'm doing good.
Okay, 79, war drama. We got Satisfaction.
Okay, I think steal? I know
can
it.
Can I steal it?
Apocalypse Now.
Yes. Flight of the Valkyries and The End.
Were
the
See, I wish it had been like Buzz In, because maybe could have gotten a little more
next time we'll know.
Pointage.
16, 26, 36. Final score, Pat 36 and Matt 7. That was a Super Bowl score.
Yeah. Do I get to come back next week and play again?
You get to come back and play next week. Oh, and that reminds me, would you be into like, I was thinking about... getting Christy Stratton Mann in here, a former Rock and Roll Jeopardy champion, and doing like a whole like Rock and Roll Jeopardy thing, and like pitch you guys against each other. Do you think that would be fun?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's do that.
I was on Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she was on it too.
Yeah,
did she win?
Yeah,
I did not win.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I'll tell you the story that day.
Yeah,
I won't tell it.
Okay,
now.
We'll tell it. All right. Well, so now that is the soundtrack game.
Okay,
and that was not Doug Loves Movies.
That was
an original patent pending. And we'll just hear a couple calls from 330-81 Rocks. It's a number to call when you want to give us a show.
Are we going
to
hear calls every week?
Unless people stop calling. Yeah. Here's the beep.
Beep.
This is Matt Stanton from Cincinnati. I called in for a show idea. I think it could be called The Sweetness, about all songs that have like sugar or something sweet, like the song Sugar by System of a Down, or The Sweetness, Jimmy Eat World. Love the show. Pat Francis, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and you're my favorite podcaster.
Wow.
Gary, think I have your musical taste just a decade later.
Ouch.
And Matt, you have the best Wolfgang Puck impression I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh my God, that is awesome. That is the sweetness.
Yeah,
I thank you for that. That is Jimmy Eat World sweetness right there. Wow, put some pineapple on that pizza.
Beep.
Wow.
Hi, my name is Rockon. I suggest you guys...
Hold on, this is not real.
Dude, that guy is doing a voice.
I thought, you know, and I was ready to lay into him, but then I think, what if he's not doing a voice? What if it's,
what if it's also like William Hung?
This is also from Hawaii. You can't have more than one person from Hawaii.
Listen,
maybe we're big there. We should go
to... This guy's just trying to get more calls on the show.
Remember, big in Japan, we're big in Hawaii.
All right, here we go. This is
one of my favorite
Hawaii. Countries
is Hawaii.
Hi, my name is Rockon. I suggest you guys play fake bands. You know, like Josie and the Pussycats or the Monkees. Yeah. And Pat, go fuck yourself.
See, it's real.
I think that's one of you guys.
Gary, that was you, wasn't it?
No, it's not me. I can't do good impressions like that. Good voices.
What's that impression?
Fake bands.
Of?
I don't know. Fake bands is good.
Yeah, fake bands. I like that.
I
thought he meant like animals, because everything he said was Pussycats and the Monkees.
I'd like to hear
fake bands. Yeah, that's a good call.
I always
Fresh Beat Band.
I thought of a topic the other day in the car too. The Anatomy of Rock, songs that have like body parts in the title.
Somebody suggested that too, and we actually did that. But you know, there's a lot. There's a lot of body parts.
Did we do?
I think we did. Like, but
we
maybe
did a body part. I don't remember that.
I remember playing the waist and the knees, but maybe that was about something else.
I don't know, because I'm thinking hands, feet, your brain, your heart,
all body parts.
Yeah, lips. I'm sure there's some lips, eyes. Yeah, we didn't do body parts, Gary. There's no way we did.
Right. I don't remember.
Beep.
Hey guys, this is Jason from Brooklyn calling again. I called you when the lines first opened. I was calling to see if you could settle the peace in what I would think would be the Middle West for you guys. Let me know what you think about New Beach. It's a band that I slept on in 2012, but came upon recently, and I think that it might actually be a band that both Pat and Gary would love incredibly. And these guys are incredible, and I think probably my favorite export from Brooklyn, where I hail from currently. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Keep up the great shows.
Jason, I am all about Nude Beach. I played it on the Best of 2012 show, and it sounds a little bit like this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not bad at all.
That's got that great video where it's kind of like a pop-up videos. Like, it starts with like facts about the band, and it kind of devolves into like the personal life of the guy writing the pop-ups.
Oh yeah, I remember. Cool. Yeah, I remember you saying that when you played it on the Best Of.
Kind of sounds like some old Soul Asylum, right,
Pat? Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah.
So thank you.
Those were good phone calls today,
Jason,
folks.
By the way, what are videos?
Oh well, there's a thing. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah. So so actually today's topic actually came from a phone call we had
came
a couple of weeks
phone.
Ago,
yeah.
And this was from a Brian in New Jersey. I'm sorry, Brian, I don't know your last name, but when
or your exit,
but when stupid because you're from a state other than ours.
when the show goes up, if you want to take credit for it, please do that on the Facebook page. But this is Brian got the idea for this from when Greg Kinn was on and Greg played the breakup song. So this guy said, why don't we play songs where the song title is the something song. Mm-hmm. So this episode's called The Blank Song.
The Blank Song.
And
I should have been playing this. No, that's okay.
Yeah. This was my first pick because we didn't really get to hear the studio version of it, and it's a little bit different from what Greg played in the studio. So let's listen.
Yeah, keep it. Nice.
And since appearing on our podcast, I read the other day on Greg Kinn's Facebook page that he's now co-hosting a podcast.
Oh, good for him.
What? He's episode 45 of something called the Rockstar Branding Podcast, introducing our new co-host, 80s rock star Greg Kinn.
Nice. There you go.
So that's interesting. So
we should go ahead and take credit for
we'll
that.
We'll take credit
I'm
for that.
I'm going to take credit for that.
We got them hooked and, on the juice.
So these guys are 45 episodes in, and they're going to bring in Greg Kinn as a co-host. And this is not an insult to Greg Kinn. Let me tell you guys, good luck, because Greg Kinn is a host.
Yeah.
And that guy likes to talk, so enjoy getting a word in edgewise of your 45 episodes in.
Well, they've had 45 weeks to talk. About yeah. whatever
I guess so.
About.
They're at it. It's like when a married couple has a baby.
I guess so.
A 50-something-year-old baby.
Who loves to talk.
Yeah, loves to talk.
All right.
Goo,
well,
goo.
Well, the breakup song was actually the first thing I was going to play, Gary, so I'm gonna hand over the blank song to you.
Awesome. Pat, I'm on Rock Solid for two reasons. To chew gum and to play December songs. And I'm all out of gum. So let's hear this. Oh. Yeah.
Succumb to the fault line. We heaved relief as scores of innocents died and the Andalusian tribe setting the lay of Nebraska alight till all the remains is the arms of the angel.
Now, the Decembrists have a ton of these. They have the Rake song, the Apology song, the Raincoat song, Mariner's Revenge song, just tons and tons. But I picked the Calamity song because it is it's probably the closest we're ever going to get to a movie version of Infinite Jest. The video is kind of based on that famous novel, Infinite Jest.
Yeah, you know, the Zeppelin has the Rain song, the Lemon song, and the Wonton song, but none of those... I just couldn't find a place to drop in on any of those songs. And, you know, sometimes Led Zeppelin, you got to hear a lot of the song.
Got to hear a lot of it.
So,
yeah.
So apologies to Led Zeppelin for that reason. But I did grab a song. It's called The Love Song.
Ooh.
And by a guy you wouldn't expect to be singing a love song, Mr. Marilyn Manson okay. from 19 Seconds In.
Thanks. I got a crush on a pretty pistol. She lets
reason that I feel this way. I got love songs in my head, killing us away.
What are you doing on this side of the tracks, Pat? That's not a song I would ever think you would be listening to.
Mike Schmidt had the best of, and I said, let me borrow that thing.
More.
And that was one of the ones I did like. But no, I'm not. Marilyn Manson.
You liked that?
That's
I guess energy.
If you're in a mood, that's a good song.
That would be a treadmill song for me.
Yeah.
Would make you run and then punch the guy next to you that's on the treadmill and knock him off. Yeah. So that's the love song.
Nice.
Plus I like that it's the love song and it's by Marilyn Manson.
That's pretty funny.
He also has a song called The Fight Song, but I played that once before.
Man, I think they mixed them up. Like Mars Bars and Three Musketeers.
I'm just going to say this before Gary even speaks. I love Gary forever for picking this song.
Okay, oh, cool. Excellent. I can't wait to hear it.
Now, you know, we did our Beatles solo album, right. Fantasy Draft.
Yeah, that worked.
If we ever do the Drew Hill solo album Fantasy Draft of the R&B group from the 90s, this is going to be the first song picked.
It's going to be a shorter episode.
Okay. But it's, of course, by Sisqó, and it is the Thong Song.
Let me see it. Like the pop, cause she was living a vida loca. She had jumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had jumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like, what? Baby, move your butt. Let me see that song. Scandalous, and I know another nigga can handle it. And she's shaking that thing like who's the bitch with a look in the eyes so devilish.
Holds up 14 years later.
God, it's really so good. So good.
What happens to a guy like Sisqó?
I think he's been the reality show circuit, I think.
Has he?
Yeah, hasn't he been?
Is that true?
I think so, a little bit.
I don't know. I thought he was traveling through China learning more about the dragon.
He's learning about the dragon a little, but...
I mean, that was gigantic, right?
When it was so huge.
And then it's just kind of just disappears. Weird.
People would say that it's sexist, but here he's praising her... What's inside, like her intestinal tract, her regularity. She's got dumps like a truck. She's very, gets a lot of fiber.
You might be misunderstanding this slang terminology.
Oh, maybe you're right.
That is a weird thing to say in a song about thongs, that she's got dumps like a truck. Yeah, that's disgusting. You want dumps like a truck?
Now, my next song, it's not a cheat because it is... It's the blank song, but it's actually the blank blank song because it's got two words between the
That's
and
okay.
the word song.
It's
called the American Popular Song.
Oh,
and this is from Neil Diamond's 1978 album, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. I remember my brother, it's so vividly a memory. My brother got this album for Christmas. I remember him unwrapping it. It's under the tree. It's Neil's big face on the album cover. And like, we listened to this album like all day, Christmas day and the next day. And it was just like it was an album that the whole family liked. And, so let's drop it in. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but, from 1 minute and 48 seconds, the American Popular Song.
It's a popular song, an American popular song. And there's something about it. Can't live without it. It's the tune of the day. Somehow it takes you away and it grabs you and it holds you. Feel it control you. Makes you want to clap your hands. Makes you want to stamp your feet. Makes you want to sing along. It means business. The American popular song goes on and on.
My favorite line is, it means business.
Yeah, it does.
Wow. That is the most meta song I've ever heard.
That's very crazy, much, isn't it? It means business.
That's like, that like starts it. I write the songs and then just like.
And the beginning of it, jump it from the beginning and you'll hear why I jumped in at 148. This is what happens for a minute and a half before it.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I know.
Is it a salute to the American popular song?
I think so.
Okay.
So this is why your parents were okay listening to it?
Probably.
This is nice. This is a nice music.
This is, see, this is someone we can get behind. He's like a Perry Como or an Andy Williams. Okay, that's good.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah. I thought if you're going to play Neil Diamond, the blank song, I was hoping you'd play the Hanukkah song.
The Hanukkah song. Well, and we did play the Potsmoker song, too.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's. I'm just happy I heard that. Thank you very much. Now, early on, I figured out that I had no musical ability and everything, so I wouldn't be able to, like, you know, contribute to the world that way. So I said, well, maybe what I can do is, like, let people know about music. And that's, you know, why I do this.
Right.
And then, like, but I realized what a middleman I am. Because, like, everything I recommend on here, it's like somebody, you know, heard on the radio or a blog or, you know, commercial or something like that.
You're not scouring the clubs. You're
yeah,
not
exactly. Right. I'm not beating the bushes and everything like that. But this,
you're a guy that likes to whip out his phone and push his Shazam app.
Right, yeah.
And find out what that song is.
See what that's about. Exactly. But this is a Rock Solid exclusive. This is something that I found, like, just by accident on eMusic. And it's a group from the rock and roll hotbed of Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put out an album called Pointless, and they're called PTO, and I love it. It's let's try and get these guys on the map. They're the song is called The Jealousy Song.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's cool.
PTO.
PTO.
I don't know what that stands for.
I don't either.
But yeah, so let's...
The Palestinian Liberation Organization.
That probably could be. But yeah, let's get the buzz going for that.
PTO. I got to find out what that means now.
We'll find out.
This is... people have different opinions of this next band. Matt, I don't know what your opinion. I don't know. Do you like them?
I'm really of two minds. There's sometimes it gets me and I'm like, yeah. And then sometimes I'm like, this guy can't even sing. What's going on with this?
Yeah, it's tricky with this band. Some people love them. You hate them. I don't know. But
I got to respect them.
Yeah.
I like where they came from. You know, in the 80s when I was a skater, this was like skate music before it became hugely popular.
I like, I tend to almost gravitate towards all the singles that they release. That's basically what I have in my iTunes. I have a couple of the full albums, but this is from their 2002 album, By the Way. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is the Zephyr song.
Okay. Did you meet your fortune teller? Get it off with no propeller. Do it up, it's on with Stella. What a way to finally smell her. Pick it up, it's not too strong for you. Take a piece and pass it on. Fly on.
I always get behind that Flea bass, though. He is a prodigy.
They are definitely, I think, a net positive in the world. A lot of
sappy junk. Like, that sounds a little, that's kind of weak ass for them. But yeah, you can't really deny the overall.
Because when they come on the radio, you know it's them. Like, you don't go like, oh, this sounds like the Chili Peppers. That's them.
It's definitely them.
Totally unique.
They definitely had their pretenders. But after that, but those first three albums, that was such a fun night out to go see them. And you know, when they'd wear the socks and everything like that.
Got my sock on right now.
By the way, my wife used to see Anthony Kiedis all the time at this coffee shop in Glendale. And this is like in the early 2000s, maybe late, even late 90s. I don't know, probably early 2000s. And when this song came out, we decided that, oh, because he was always on a, he had a scooter.
Oh, okay.
Like, this was right when Vespas started. Okay, yeah. Whenever Vespas first came to America, where they started those new Vespas, he had one. He had one of the first ones, I think. And he was always like going, and we decided that the Zephyr song was about his scooter.
His
like
scooter.
He calls his scooter the Zephyr. And he's like, I'm going to fly away on my Zephyr. And he's like, zim, zim.
You might not be wrong.
No, oh, and there was always like he had some like supermodel girlfriend on the back of it. So
I saw
to him.
I saw Dave Navarro, who played with the Chili Peppers for a little bit. I saw him in a coffee shop on Beverly Boulevard around 96 when I lived there. And he was in a full length, feathered black robe.
Not wrong with that.
At the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's what you put on. Yep. You get some coffee.
That's his / top hat.
Yeah. I mean, the guy already is recognizable.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't need to now do that also.
I mean, if you see that guy and you can't see his abs, then something's wrong. Like, he's not feeling well.
Are you okay?
That's like I tweeted once that I've seen Iggy Pop more without a shirt than I've seen my wife naked.
Nice.
All right. Your turn.
That's more about your loveless marriage.
Oh, that is not even true.
Not even true.
Go ahead, Gary.
I'm not going to tell you what the blank is in this blank song. I think you'll figure it out, but it's, I will just say that it is Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra from the album Ring-a-Ding-Ding.
Chairman of the board.
Let's hear it.
Oh, this is the Goomba song.
No.
That's every song. Yeah.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
Here's the big chorus.
No tea or tomato juice.
What the hell is going on here?
You'll see. No potato juice. The planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no.
Just try and get a glass of potato juice in Brazil. You can't do it.
A lot of people don't realize that this song was commissioned by the Federal Trade Commission. They were having a hell of a time getting U.S. juice into Brazil.
I'm assuming this is the coffee song?
The coffee song, exactly.
It's crazy. Now, I used to like when, I used to like Rob Schneider, he would do the copy song.
Oh.
When he was on Saturday Night Live.
Make
that was great.
Copies.
The Patmeister. What do you got next?
Well, I don't know if I want to play the next song or skip it.
Skip it.
I'm looking at the time. So I'm going to say apologies to Great White for the Angel song.
Okay.
And we're going to move into a song from Full Moon Fever by Tom Petty.
Ah.
And I'm not going to tell you what the blank is, but here we go.
I used to live in a two-room apartment.
What was the blank in that?
That is the apartment song.
The apartment song. Yeah. Excellent. Nice.
Yeah, I like that song.
He's fixing to go on a big tour, sounds like.
They're going
to
be playing the Henry Fonda Theater, like a 10-night run.
Whoa, that's crap. Awesome.
And I got to assume those tickets are going to be $500 each,
oh,
right?
Man.
Or are they going to come through and they're going to be reasonably priced? And you just won't be able
sell
to get
out immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're in the Los Angeles area, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are coming to the very tiny,
yeah, like 1,000 people at the most.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So look for that.
Speaking of dwellings, this is I almost played this on the drug song show.
Okay.
That we had a couple weeks ago. It's from Regina Spektor's second album, the last album I ever bought at Tower Records.
Before
they went under in 2006. It's the Hotel song. What do you hear this?
Floaters in my eyes, wake up in the hotel room. Cigarettes and lies, I am a child. It's too soon. I have dreams of orca whales and clowns, but I wake up in the fear. You will never be mine. You will never.
this way. The cocaine from the minibar is so overpriced. Just make sure that you bring your own when you're
so
at the
hotel. So that was the cocaine song.
That was the hotel song.
I know.
Okay, sorry.
Boy, I can't play all my ones. I don't know if I want to skip this next one.
I was thinking we could have a lightning round if you want to do like a burn through. Like, but
all right, I will.
Well, your last two, yeah, it seems like
those will play together. Okay, let's jump. This is from the classic Night at the Opera album by Queen. This is the Prophet song.
Ooh.
On Rock Solid.
I think you've played this before.
No, I've never played the Prophet song.
Is that with the PH? Prophet with the PH?
Yes, it's not even one of my favorite Queen songs. It's
oh, good.
So it's 8 minutes and 21 seconds.
You played something that was very Jesus Christ Superstar.
I played a song called Jesus, I think.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I didn't know how to slip that into a lightning round.
Exactly. Were you going to get to Thin Lizzy? Little.
No.
All right, then let's hear a band covering the cowboy song.
Oh, nice.
This is a side project of James McNew, the bass player of Yola Tango, and the band is called Dump. And
like a truck.
Like a truck, exactly. And it's the cowboy song. Let's hear what they do with it. Jailbreak, right? 74?
Yeah, that's excellent.
Oh, you need that album. Yeah,
that is excellent. That I'm a sucker for when I can hear the fingers squeak on
yeah,
the guitar
I like
strings.
Some squeak.
I really love that.
Squark.
That was great.
Cool, man. Go ahead.
Well, now I'm going to go with a band. You know the band, but you probably don't know this song. This is from their 2003 comeback CD called Doll Revolution. This is the Bangles.
Oh, yeah.
And this is sung by Vicki Peterson. And it's written by Vicki Peterson and Sue Cowsill.
Oh, the Cowsills. Yeah.
And this is called The Rain Song on Rock Solid. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, Matt.
Yeah. Good classic Bangles backup vocal.
Very worthwhile, all those latter-day Bangle things.
It is. It really is. They when they came back, they did it right.
I should have played this out of Queen because you know those songs that like you like hate them, but you kind of like them? Mm-hmm. This is one that, oh, God, this damn song again. But I would never turn it off. It was
Song?
It's a thong song. It was another one of those that was on a loop on KCRW for a while. And it's this – I thought that – Queen Bicycle Race. I thought that was the most like annoying song about riding a bike. But I think this one overtakes it. It's Mark Ronson and the bike song. Remember this
one? I don't
think
I've heard this.
Yeah.
what's the alternative? You're just going to ditch your bike by the side of the road and hop on a bus or something?
Or you can one of those buses with the bike rack on the front.
Ooh, that's good.
That's all the alternative,
I'm
Mark Ronson.
Sorry, thank you. Apologies to Mark Ronson.
I think we can safely say, Pat and I can safely say, we do not remember that one.
Oh,
I
don't okay,
remember
that at all.
I don't remember it as a regional hit. I don't remember it on a loop.
He's like one of those hot producers who put out his own album. Anyway.
He's Samantha Ronson's brother.
Oh, is that a fact?
I think so.
Oh, wow. How about that?
I have
no idea if that's true.
I think he produced the last Duran Duran CD. Actually.
I think you may be right.
And but he's not the guy who produced the who's the Winehouse? He didn't produce her, right?
I think he might have.
I think he did produce the Amy Winehouse CD.
Boy, I was listening to Valerie the other day. So good, Amy Winehouse. Pour some out. Pour
I was watching Valerie the other day. Man, that was good. Good show.
Valerie.
Valerie's family became the Hogan family eventually. Oh, but those early episodes.
You know she has terminal brain cancer.
Yeah, you know she's very sick.
That's why I was watching it. Got to revisit the classics, guys. Young Jason Bateman.
This is my only song that actually has an S at the end of songs.
That's okay.
Songs, so it's the blank songs.
Oh.
And we've heard Neil Diamond, we've heard Frank Sinatra. Why not hear Barry Manilow from 11 Seconds In?
Candles burning, glasses are chilled and soon.
What happened to us, Pat?
Hope and she'll say that she's willing to give us another try. And if all those plans I made don't melt the lady's heart, I'll put on the old 45s. And maybe the old songs will bring back the old. Maybe the old lines will sound new. Maybe she'll live.
Pat is swaying along to this smooth.
I love Barry, but I don't know, man.
I'm trying to figure out which one of you is going to slow dance with me.
He's just
I'm trying to figure out which one of you is going to slit my throat.
Come at you with a pen.
You got to bring back the old songs.
Okay.
And accept that one. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, this is a song you probably associate with The Doors, but it was actually written in 1927. By Kurt Vile, and this is to kind of billboard our big David Bowie special coming up from Scary Monsters. This is Dave's take, and this is not going to land easy on your ears, so just get ready.
On anyone's ears or my ears?
Anybody's. Okay. But this is Dave's take on the Alabama song.
Oh, boy.
Check this out.
Oh, show me the way to the next
Okay.
He's a genius. Musical genius, everybody. This was written in 1920?
1927. Wait until the croony part. I tell you, we must die.
Oh,
All right.
Okay, this is what immediately popped in my head when that played.
Yeah.
An aneurysm? It's a scene in a comedy movie where just like the basic guy meets the hot, trendy, artsy girl. And she goes, hey, we're going to go see a band of mine play tonight. Do you want to come? And he goes along. And then just the look on his face.
And
he's
wearing like a Bon Jovi t-shirt.
Yeah, and he's like, or a sweater. He's buttoned down or something. And then, but he has to pretend that he really thought, those guys were great. Because he just wants to be with this girl who's probably played by Zoe
Deschanel.
So, wow, that was tough.
Okay, well, you know, just trying to expand the horizon a little bit.
No,
just,
it needs to be played.
Good to know that exists.
That was a great great twofer of Barry Manilow and David Bowie. That was a perfect time for people to let the podcast play while they go get a sandwich.
Exactly. Yeah. And it makes you appreciate The Doors more.
Yeah, really.
It's also like to go from Barry Manilow to that David Bowie song. It's like everyone else exists in the space between those two extremes of shit music.
And what year did Scary Monsters come out? Do you know?
1980.
1980, and Barry's song was from 81. So
those were
2 years to turn your radio off.
Yeah. I think I heard them back to back on the radio that year.
Let's just do this one real quick. This is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, The French song.
And didn't you play that on the episode where we did songs
the foreign language
lyrics?
It bears repeating.
Because it's a blank song.
It's a blank song, and it's like an undiscovered nugget that we try to promote here on Rock Solid. Now, but did you look up what she's singing there in French? Or
I did not. Did we look it up before?
Voulez-vous coucher?
If anyone knows, post it on the Facebook page. We'd like to know what she's singing there.
Okay, I'm gonna go lightning round.
She's
a little
saying
bit.
David Bowie is uneven at best
in French. It's amazing. Weird.
The only reason I give a lot of guys like David Bowie a pass is because they've recorded so much music that I bet the ratio is more better than bad. Just like Neil Young. Maybe not Neil Young.
You guys are going to be true believers at the end of the Bowie show. That's all I'm going to say.
No, Pat's already on board. I'm the one that needs convincing.
I just want to tell you, I bought his new album, and I love it so much that since buying that, which just came out a week or so ago.
I like this story. Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm like, well, I like this. I wonder if I like the album that came out before this. So I bought that. And then I've bought like 5 David Bowie albums. And by the time we record again, I'll go, I own 25 Bowie albums.
This is
exactly what I did with Elvis Costello and The Clash and anything else that I've just
been exposed to.
And Thin Lizzy.
Your will.
Yeah. I'm being exposed to all this music that came out when I was a kid and could have listened to it then.
And that's, I've said it before and I'll say it again, that is the beauty of Pat Francis, is that he does not discriminate between like eras of relevance. Like,
right. I don't.
He likes the new David Bowie album. So he doesn't go to Aladdin Sane or Ziggy or any of those. He's like, oh, I'm going to check out Earthling and Heathen.
Yep. I'm working my way back.
It's awesome. I really love that about you.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I would have to go from the beginning forward. That's how, because I'm super OCD about it. But then I would never do it.
Well, see, again, my logic is I love this new album. I wonder if the one before that is similar to this. And then, but anyway, we'll find out when we do our Bowie show what I'm exposed to at that point.
All right.
So I'm gonna lightning round through a few of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Harry Nilsson. He has a few the blank songs, but this is one called The Puppy Song.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream.
Thank you, Nilsson.
Got it.
Okay. You were going to play some Elton John before. Let's hear Ellie Goulding's take on, and you can just start this wherever, man. Ellie Goulding's take on your song. It's current chart songstress.
I've ever seen.
Known love at the hands of Skrillex.
I didn't know that. And you can tell.
I think this is cheating because this is not called the Your Song. This is just Your Song.
Busted.
Busted.
Also the Thin Lizzy, it's Cowboy Song. It's not the Cowboy Song.
Oh, my God.
I think you might have played a couple without the in it, didn't you?
Me? No. I had the breakup song, the love song. I stuck with the end song.
You're right.
Gary's off the rails.
All right. You can just start this from the beginning, Matt.
This is the Crazy Train Song by
Shut
Ozzy.
Flaming Lips, the Yeah, 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 Yeah song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was supposed to start at 59.
We're just going to hear a second.
Started 69, my brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen to this.
Sorry. What you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you can take
all the love without giving it back, what you doing? All right. Little Chad and Jeremy.
That's cool.
A summer song. Does that count? Or does that
have
to be the blank song? Oh, sorry, Chad and Jeremy. You're out. And from 4 minutes, this is a song that you mentioned, but we can't let the blank song go without tipping the cap to the Mighty Zeppelin. Let's hear a little bit of the Lemon Song.
Oh, okay, cool.
From 4 minutes in, it's hard to find a spot.
It is hard to find a spot.
This is not the best part of the song, but it's the most famous part.
That drum is sampled on Paul's Boutique.
Oh, yeah. The lemon is his dick, Pat. The lemon is his dick.
Squeeze it. So, I want to say this real quick. I just watched the Eagles documentary, and they used producer Glyn Johns on their first three albums, and Glyn Johns had worked with Zeppelin and The Who and everything. But he didn't, when he mic'd Don Henley's drums, he wouldn't put a mic on every drum. He would just put like three mics there. And, and Don Henley said to him, he goes, yeah, I want my drums to sound like John Bonham. I want my bass drum to sound, you know, really big. And he said, well, if you want it to sound big, hit it harder.
Oof. Take that, Henley.
Take that, Henley, mediocre drummer. My last two songs, are both have the same song title. They're both called The Last Song. So it's apropos that I'm going to play these last.
Yeah.
I'll play the one that people will probably not like. And then I'll play the one that people probably will like. Although I think I like the one that you don't like more than the one that you guys are going
to
like.
But you just get to it.
Okay. So the first one is by Poison. Uh-huh. And this is from 2000. This is called The Last Song.
This is all I've got, this is all I say. If this were my last day, this is my last song, it's all I got.
And was it?
No.
They did more after this?
Yes.
Promises, promises.
My heart won't sing alone, this is my last song.
People wished it was, but it was not. They released an album a couple years later called Holly Weird.
No.
Okay. Yes, they did. So then this is, I don't, you know what? I should look up to see if this is actually the last song on the album this is from, but this is from 2005's In Your Honor. And this is, the Foo Fighters with The Last Song.
Yeah.
Hold on. I can find that info. It's not. It's track 6 of 10.
Well, that seems like a cheat.
This is the sound. The here and now. You got to talk, to talk, to talk, to talk, to get it all out.
Also, if you're playing by Gary's rules, I would like to apologize to the Rolling Stones because I did not play the I Can't Get No Satisfaction song.
Oh,
and I'd also like to apologize to The Who because I did not play the Won't Get Fooled Again song.
I knew that this was going to be an issue, and that's why I didn't bring it up. But if we did make
some... At least
some...
you didn't play the circus song.
Yeah, exactly. If there's some other obvious oversights, we want to hear the blank songs.
I'm really curious because I don't know how many of these there really are.
I know there were. It was very hard to look up, but also a fun project. So thank you, Brian, for
Brian from New Jersey.
That. So where you can do that is you can go on our Facebook page, like us there, and tell us all about what songs we missed, or give us a call at 330-81-ROCKS, and please write a review on iTunes. That really helps a lot, and also telling people how much you love Rock Solid also really helps.
Yep. Thanks, folks.
This is a song that I can't remember
you
where.
Found
I,
one? Did you find one?
I did, and I don't think you guys have ever heard it. It's from a Canadian rapper named Chaos. K-O-S.
I thought you were going to play the Hey Jude song by the Beatles.
Oh, jeez.
Let it go.
Let it go, man. Let it be, as let the Beatles be. Themselves said.
Oh, the Let It Be song.
I think this was in a commercial maybe or something. It's a random song, but it's kind of cool. If you like North of the Border hip hop.
Sure.
This is Chaos with The Love Song.
Oh.
Song. to have people up on it, but I'm just a fool playing with the master's tools, learning how to break the rules of this record company. Cool hallucination, I see with my eyes, but my heart's telling me lies. Why do I fantasize? Why am I telling lies to the people from the stage, pretending it's all good when inside there's fire and rage? 'Cause I can't understand how a man lives off the life of another man. Trying to pimp the universe, that's a joke. I stay rocking the boat down on my last note. It's murder, she wrote. Assassination vocabulary. I see your termination is heavily necessary. I should've known they do it for Forbes alone. I do it to break the walls. If I fall off, then let me know, people. It's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Someone said first before a fall comes back. This is my message to the world. Just try to reach every boy and